Welcome back, everybody. Honestly, as I played this part of the song, a cloud left the sun and sun shined down right now. It's pretty awesome. The whole reason I became an actor and not a mechanical engineer. I got a letter back from Western Michigan saying I was approved to go in there, and as I read it, it was an overcast day. Sunlight shone down upon my application. I said, yes, this is a sign. I also wanted to be an actor, so that's the other reason why. But anyway, welcome back, everybody. Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian. That's Evan. It's pretty awesome. We're talking about guns and violence and the violence perpetuated in our culture and our society, and it's permeated through all of us. And, you know, we also have a wonderful culture of locking people up and throwing away the key and not really thinking about it. But before we do that, I want to bring out a little thought for everybody just to keep in mind, especially with this song. If you're not paying attention to trees and how they sway in the wind, then what are you even doing? Saw that over the weekend and I thought, yeah. I mean, really. Stop a second. Just take a minute. I don't care what's going on. You could be angry about anything. You have to have a couple minutes during the day or at night just to walk outside and just stop and look at the trees and how they sway in the wind. Just see how it happens. That's where it is. That's where it's at. That's where where's the answers? What does everything mean? Go look at the trees and watch them. Go look at that amazing blood red moon last night. Isn't that fascinating? I sat out there. I went out. Evan, did you see the blood red moon?
I watched it for hours.
I
guess it was really a show for two and a half hours. I watched it while it was exciting.
I got to see it on the coming into part where it was white for a while and it had that sliver for a little bit.
Yeah.
It was nice and white, and then I came back a couple, like, you know, 15, 20 minutes later, and it was red. And it just the science behind that is amazing, just because the sun's coming from both angles, it's going through the atmosphere, and it turns the moon red.
No, I'm more blows my mind. I mean, I'm not going to get too cheesy or too like, wow, man. But yeah, to see it like that, to see the Earth's shadow cast on the moon, to see it move, you can almost see it move in real time, you know?
Yeah.
Imagine
it's having no idea. Imagine having no idea of that and having to figure that out or even just watch.
Oh, it'd be terrifying.
Terrifying.
I mean, you're losing your light. You know, a full moon is bright. It's very, very bright. And to see that light almost completely extinguished,
yeah,
it must have been terrifying.
Yeah, and to have it turn blood red, my goodness. Well, luckily, we're more enlightened now and just, you know, shoot each other at provocations of things like that person looked differently than me or that person said something about my mother. My goodness. Stupid things lead to a bunch of stupid stuff. So I want to get back into this convicted killer in Israel. His name's Harold Hershtick. He planned and executed a murder, shooting his victim in the head and burying the body in a crime that a quarter of a century later is still widely remembered for its grisly details. Apparently, when he was 20, met this guy, Yaakov Sella, a charismatic snake trapper with a coterie of young fans who gravitated toward his warm personality and kooky profession. Hershtick said he was physically and emotionally abused over his weight by peers at a kibbutz where he was raised, loved snakes, and met Sella at a zoo therapy program. But apparently, this guy was known for having numerous girlfriends at once, including Hershtick's mother. And Hershtick told the AP he felt uneasy with the way Sella treated some of those women and had a problem seeing him talking to women in demeaning ways, especially towards someone that I cared about and loved. And it turns out that he plotted to kill the guy with his friend, and then threw him in the back of a trunk and buried him. Apparently, they saw his hand a couple weeks later, and then it was a huge deal. Okay, that's not good, clearly. So he's been locked away, and when he was locked away, he got several degrees, learned economics, and his first company, which he launched in 1998, focused on video compression technology. He enlisted a tech columnist as CEO of his company, which is eventually sold, netting Herstic an undisclosed amount. Because in Israel, you're allowed to conduct business as long as, even if you're still in prison. He was stabbed by two Arab inmates because he, you know, I believe he testified against a couple Arabs before. He ran into a couple prime ministers, apparently. I mean, the guy is now, he said the company's product is being finalized for detecting COVID-19 through a patient's breath, and it is working to add other diseases such as certain cancers as well as depression. Imagine being, you know, being able to tell depression from breathing. This is what he says. I feel remorse for, the remorse that I felt for what I did would become a beacon for my path forward. This company was built because I want to do something better to leave the world a better place. Okay. So he rehabilitated himself. I don't know what to say. The interesting Milwaukee tie here. One of his, the mother of Selah's child, the person that was killed, remains traumatized. While she was no longer in a romantic relationship with Selah when he was killed, his death was a painful loss that came on the heels of the killing of her brother in 1991 by the notorious serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer. My goodness. So the, although she wasn't in the relationship with the guy, when he was killed, the father of her child was killed around the same time as her brother was killed by Jeffrey Dahmer. What are the freaking odds of that? Crazy. But she believes that Herstic should do something for the family. While supporter proposed that Herstic give Selah's survivor's company stock, the mother of Selah's child, the victim's child, suggested he helped fund her daughter's education or create a reptile museum in Selah's name. Quote, he served his time, but he should also make some kind of reparation. Whatever that looks like, I don't know. Herstic sees the good that would come about from the company as the ultimate form of repentance. He said he could have used his smarts to create any sort of company with no benefit to society, but chose health tech instead for benefiting of society. So my point is, at what point does somebody serve time, and how much time matters, and when can you tell if somebody is rehabilitated, and what is forgiveness, and is forgiveness for you, or is it for the other person? These questions remain unanswered. And if we as a society are going to have, you know, an entire world saturated with guns and violence and everything like that, maybe we should have a better way for processing it. Because, again, pretty much anybody is convicted, we lock, throw away the key, and your life is screwed from then on out. No wonder we have such a horrible recidivism rate. But again, I can still understand the anger of someone. You plotted to murder and kill the husband or the father of my child. How do you let go of that? These questions are the things that really matter. That and the swaying of the trees, people. I don't know the answers, but these are the things you got to think about when you're coming up with them. So we're going to come back tomorrow. I may be back. I may not. I'll probably be in Chicago at some point or another. But either way, Luke is back, and Evan will be there. Evan, you are a rock. You are always there.